It's obvious you guys have been cooped up a little too long. Don't forget to love the people who are with you, right, when you're cooped up. A couple things I want to do this morning. First of all, I want us to pray together, and I'm going to ask our elders that are here today. A couple of our elders went out of town, but I'm going to ask our elders to come on up here and ask them to pray over our community, over this church, not this building. This building is just a thing, but over you as the Lord's church in this place, and then praying for where we're headed, and we're going to talk a little bit about that in just a minute, but as they're coming up, I just want to say a couple of thank yous out loud, and maybe even we created steps over there for that reason. Back, okay. Couple things I think just needs to be said out loud. I'm thankful for our local government. I hardly ever say that. As a matter of fact, I joke about the city of New Bern sometimes, but I feel like the city of New Bern and the local government did a really great job letting us know what was coming. And, yeah, let's give them a hand. And then responding while this whole thing's going on. And on a personal level, I just want to say thank you to one of our local alder women is part of our church, Jamisha Harris. She's here today. Stand up. I don't know if everybody follows her on Facebook or saw all that she was doing, but what an amazing job she did. I'm so thankful for you as a person and for you being a part of our church. It just was amazing. And your hair looked good the whole time. I mean, in the middle of a hurricane out there with a boat rescuing people, her hair is like tight. Looks good. So it's amazing. I don't even know what my hair looks like today. So, and I had a shower. So we're really, really thankful for the local government that helped direct our local responders, our police and firemen and National Guard, I think, that were out. And so let's give them a hand as well for Jamisha, how many water rescues did we have over the Great. Thank you. Yeah, I don't think anybody really could imagine. I've heard a few people being critical. We talk about this in a little bit of people who didn't leave and those who left and didn't, you know, all this kind of stuff. And you know, I don't know that we could have anticipated exactly what happened here. You just don't know. If you had a crystal ball, we'd all be prepared, but we don't. We have the power of God, and we have prayer, and we have each other, and so that's what we leaned on. And so I'm thankful for, you know, a couple times I went out, don't tell anybody, when I shouldn't have, trying to check on the building here, which was amazingly fine, and we're thankful for that. And, you know, it was like lots of policemen out. It's just amazing the amount of dedication and service that these local first responders and then those who are coming in. It's been great. And the other one is the power crews. I mean, yes, we'd all love to have power, and but that's the least of our worries right now, right? Because I have a generator. And so, no, I'm just kidding. You know, that's going to take some time. We've been through this before in other storms. It may take a week, could be a couple weeks. We hope not. That's a preacher's opinion. That's not like anything official. Please don't quote me on that. But it could, you know, it could take some time. So we're thankful for those power crews that have been coming in that were here before the storm started. And I'm sure there are some other sort of in official capacity who are working. And I'm thankful for all of them. And I just think we should keep them in our prayers today along with our community. And I just ask our elders to come up who are here today. And I'm just going to pass the mic down and have them pray over these things this morning.
Let's pray. Congregation, Heavenly Father, we come to you today in thanksgiving for how you have taken care of us. And Lord, it's a lesson on how we live by faith and not by sight, knowing that we can put our faith and trust in you even when storms come. And we just pray that you'll continue to bless the efforts of each and every first responder, our military, police, and all those who are involved and active in trying to help others through the difficulties that we're facing with the flooding and the loss of power. But Lord, we know that you're with us and that you will take care of us, and that better days are ahead because our faith